This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, thanking Allah and the holy month of Ramadan as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, dear listeners, it's an honor to be here. We are talking about how we should thank the Almighty Allah in this holy month of Ramadan as far as our Islamic lifestyle is concerned. So it's interesting that one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted and the glorified, has requested all of us to do when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan is to thank Him. Now, this is something that many of us, unfortunately, we don't take into consideration. You know, we, again, because we're so busy in this nonstop rat race, in this running around, and this stress and anxiety and traffic and trying to make our ends meet, you know, we're so busy in all of these things that we rarely have time to think about those things which are truly important. And I would humbly say that a lot of the societies of the world, they are created so that people don't have enough time to think about their lives and to think about anything for that matter. So here, the Almighty Allah is telling people to thank Him. So case in point is chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 185 of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the holy month of Ramadan and He speaks about the Holy Quran. And towards the end of this verse in which Allah is talking about the holy month of Ramadan, he says that in this holy month, and really in general, you should exalt the greatness of Allah because Allah has guided you, and so that you may give thanks. So here again, this call from the Almighty Allah for us to thank Him in this holy month of Ramadan.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the Glorious, has requested us, and perhaps even you could say commanded us, to give thanks to Him in this holy month of Ramadan, and of course as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. So as we have said in many of our previous programs, the things that we learn in the holy month of Ramadan should not be limited to the holy month of Ramadan. We need to take these things that we have learned and these beautiful realities that we have understood, and these various different actions that we have done in this holy month, and, you know, extrapolate them and take them in towards the rest of our life and do them in the rest of the year and really make them a part of our Islamic lifestyle. So giving thanks to Allah is one of those things. Another part of the Holy Quran, Allah says that give thanks so that I may increase your blessings and bounties. A very beautiful equation, if you will. The more that we thank the Almighty Allah, the more the Almighty Allah will give us. And of course, this thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that is to the benefit of God. It is to our own benefit, you know, because as a human being, as a spiritual being, as this entity that Allah has created, you know, one of the things that is honorable for us to do is to thank the one that has given us so many of our blessings, including guidance and, you know, Islam and faith and iman on one side, and to basic things such as being able to breathe, being able to see, being able to hear. So it is the honorable thing to do to give thanks to the Almighty Allah, and it is for our own benefit, something that we should definitely do in the holy month of Ramadan and also make a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. So alive, it's like